Sabres.
On demand. Follow Sabres Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabres
Radio. Domek, kya kahun about this guest, all right? He is so amazingly super talented, all right? Such a great singer. You know what? He smashes it with each and every release, whether it's his original stuff or it's the mashups like you just heard just now, all right? And he's dropped a new one, all right? It's called Yella. I premiered it on my show last week. You guys showed it so much love, and we had to get him on, right? It's been a little while since we've had him on. And I'm so glad to have him back up on the show. Give it up and show some love for a man like Zane Worldwide.
Yes, yes. What's happening to Sabres Radio, Zane Worldwide? Lovely to be here, man.
Hey, it's good to have you back, man. How you been, man?
I've been good. I've been very busy. Been working on the music, trying to stay consistent and put out good content. So I've been good, but I've been following your journey as well, man, and I'm really proud of what you're doing as well.
Thank you, man. Thank you. That's what I love, man. That's what I love. The love. But listen, you know, and again, you know, I mean, I've been supporting you from day one, man. And, you know, I've seen your growth as an artist. And do you know what? Looking back to when you started, Zane, to where you are right now, you know, has it shaped out the way you thought it would? Do you know what I mean? You talk to me, man.
You know what? I think what I found out about the music industry, it's very unpredictable.
Yeah.
You don't know when your time is coming, when it's not coming. You may have a release on your hand that you think is going to be the absolute best and it's going to blow you up to the roof. And, you know, you have releases that you think, you know, it's all right. You know, let's just put it out and let's see what happens. Yeah. So what usually happens is that the release that you've had so much, you know, passion and intensity for usually doesn't go as planned at times. And the one that you thought that was just going to be out there, usually is the one that blows up. So, you know, what I've learned is that it's been a journey of unpredictability. And if I was to say, has it gone the way I planned? Absolutely.
Great. And, as I said, man, I'm seeing your journey. I can see the success that you're having. And it's, you know, and it fills my heart, man. It makes me happy, man. Makes me so, so happy. But listen, you know, your new track dropped last week. It's called Yella, which we're going to be talking about. After, you know, being in the game for the time you have, Zane, do you still get nerves when a new track of yours drops?
I think I'm always nervous if I'm performing, if I've got a new release coming. I think it's nerves because I think nerves is what keeps you passionate about what you do.
Yeah.
I think if you're nervous about anything, but in a positive way,
yeah,
I think that means that you love what you do. So I think till this day, you know, being on the radio with you today, actually, I always have nerves, you know, but I use those nerves and channel it in a way that I use it to great positivity.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know what? And I can resonate with that because I tell you what, 25 years I've been doing radio, and I'm not even joking. Every week when I walk into the studio, I still get nerves coming on air, and it feels like I'm going on air for the very first time. I get that as well, man. But I agree with you, man. You know, that's the passion. Do you know what I mean? Because I think somewhere inside us, right, we want to just do so well. Do you know what I mean? And I don't know. You know what I mean. We know what we're talking about.
I think it's so important to. I know everyone wants to do really well, and you know, but I think it's really important to enjoy the process as well.
Absolutely.
I think what sometimes can happen is that because we're so after success and height, you sometimes forget the love and the excitement for what you do.
Yeah.
It's rather number chasing, and I think that's what everyone in any business or any industry needs to just enjoy what they do.
Absolutely, man. Wise words. And, you know, you're absolutely smashing it, Zane. One of the things that I love about you, you just become, you know, because I follow you on social media, you just seem to be at every single wedding going. Do you know what I mean? Performing, you know, for first dances, for entrances. And, you know, I'm loving it, man. You're absolutely smashing it, man. You know, do you enjoy that kind of that live experience going out and, you know, and performing?
Oh, I love it. I think I've been very fortunate to be, you know, I've actually, just to give a number, I've done over 50 shows this year.
Wow.
And more than half of them have been wedding shows.
Yeah.
And I feel very blessed and fortunate to be able to do this. And I say that mainly because what we all need to understand, if you've been married or if you haven't been married, I think on the day of your marriage, it's probably the most important day of your life. It's going to be remembered for the most of your life. Generational. Like, I watched my Nana's wedding, for example, my dad's wedding, for example, and it's 30, 40 years ago. Mm. And I think the pressure and the humbleness that I get at performing at these weddings, that I know that what I'm going to do today, if it's good, is going to make the film, and people are going to watch this for generations. Mm. So I feel like I'm very humbled to do what I do, especially for people's weddings, and there's no greater feeling, honestly.
You know what? You've done like 50 shows. Majority have been weddings and stuff, right, this year. You know, any crazy requests you've had at the weddings? Any crazy requests?
there's been quite a few, actually. I got told to surprise... I want to say it's crazy, but I got told by the bride to surprise her father with a song.
Yeah.
It wasn't a crazy request, yeah, but it was a song that made him cry.
Oh, bless.
And it was kind of like, okay, I mean, I don't know, have I done something wrong here? Why is he crying so much? But obviously, it was the song Dilbar, right?
Yeah.
And Dilbar kind of gets everyone in tears. But I wouldn't say it's wrong to say crazy request. It was just like on-the-spot request. I'm like, oh, crap, what do I do?
Yeah.
So I had to tell my DJ, I was like, listen, let's get that track out and let's kind of do it. So, yeah, you find a lot of different things on wedding shows.
And, you know, what's always good with performing at weddings, you know, is, you know, you get the free munch.
Oh, of course. But you know what? Actually, I don't actually eat at weddings.
Really?
I till this day, I have never ate at a wedding.
Okay.
I get free munch, but I never... I just don't know. I just don't feel like, you know, I'm there to... I don't know, it's really good that they offer, but I always feel like I'm there to do a job.
Yeah.
And I kind of do my job and I leave, you know?
Yeah.
But I always appreciate when people offer me, but it's just not something I do.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. You know what? Me and you are different, man. I'd be right in there, man. I'm all about the food, man. But listen...
I think everyone would be.
Let's jump into this new one, man. Yalla. Man, produced and featuring a man like Roach Killer. Talk to me, man. Talk to me how this tune all came together.
Right. This is a crazy, crazy story, right? In 2020 or 2019, I was booked to perform at Copenhagen Miller.
Okay.
And it was one of my big first Millers, right, at that time. And on the same lineup, we had Sahid Ali Bugga, we had First Man, and we had Roach Killer.
Mm.
So we all traveled out. I never met any of them before. And while I was doing my sound check, Roach was next to me because he was up next for his sound check.
Mm.
And he was watching me and, you know, it was great. So I'd done my sound check. He'd done his sound check. We both got on our separate cars. And I just see a car waiting at the bottom of the exit. And he puts his window down. Yo, Zane, I saw you doing your sound check. I'm really impressed with you, man. I think you've got a great voice and great talent. I'd love to work with you one day. So I was like, wow, okay, great. I mean, you know, someone in the industry is you know, as the longevity that Roach Killer had, is giving a newcomer this advice and these comments. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So, you know, my dad was there at the time. He had a great relationship with my dad, had a great relationship with me, and we came up to a plan that we're going to, you know, get in the studio when we get back to the UK. And that's what we did. Actually, we got back to the UK. I hit him up. I was like, listen, let's get in the studio. Let's create a banger. And, you know, we collectively came up with a track that we felt would be different for the scene. And we came up with Yalla. However, that was recorded in 2021. Due to some circumstances, we weren't able to release the song. So this song was actually recorded a couple of years ago. But it's made its debut in 2022. So, yeah, just over a year, I would say. And this is where we are. So... Yalla Ya Hilu is out.
Yeah, man, and the track is out, and like I said, it's only been out a week, and already the response has been absolutely phenomenal, bro. You know, your head must be spinning, do you know what I mean? You know, it's such a different track, and it's such a fun track, and it's just so catchy and so melodious, and yeah, man, it's a big tune, man. It's a banger.
I think with me, actually, I'm looking at the scene in a different light. I don't want to do anything that's safe anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not looking. I don't know if I'm going to get told off for saying this, but I'm not doing things that people are going to want to put on their playlist in the radio stations or in TV stations. I want to do something that's different.
Yeah.
Whether it works or not, that's a different story. But for my enjoyment and for someone to look back in 20 years' time and be like, Zane Worldwide did that, that no one else did, I think that would be my biggest success.
Yeah.
So when we released Yalla, we had an idea that we could do something, say. We can, no problem. But why not do something that not many people are doing at the moment?
Yeah.
And that's where Yalla came from.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely, Zane, man. And you know what? Do not stop what you're doing. You know, I love that ethic. You know, I love that mindset, you know, because as a radio presenter, you know, you must imagine, you know, I probably get sent like about 50 songs every week, you know, for consideration. And there's only, I'll be honest with you, out of those 50, only about five probably make it onto my playlist for my show. Do you know what I mean? And you know what? And a track like Yalla was one of them. Do you know what I mean? Because instantly I heard it and I thought, this is out of the box. This is different.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I instantly fell in love with it. And, you know, and
I
hit you up straight away, man. I'm like, send me this song. Do it now.
No, but I want to give a credit where it's due. I think Roach has done a brilliant part on the track. I think, you know, his rap verses and, you know, I think he's absolutely killed it. He actually produced the track as well.
Yeah.
So big up Roach Killer for a big production on this track.
Absolutely. And the video's looking fire, man, all the way up in Morocco. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That looks like a vibe, man. You know, how involved did you get with the concept, man, of the video?
Yeah, I think, look, we came to a point where, like, okay, what do we want to do? I mean, do we want to shoot a video in the UK? You know, we can do that. Again, it came down to it's safe. It's very easy. It's going to look the same. But let's do, you know, if that's what we want to do, we can do it. But we were like, no, let's do something still a bit more outside the box. If we've done a song that's outside the box, it's only right we do a video that's outside the box.
Yeah.
So we came collectively and we were like, okay, why don't we just go to Marrakesh and shoot the video? So, we went out to Marrakesh. I think that time, Roach and I got to bond a lot. We got to understand each other. And now we're obviously in a good working relationship.
Yeah.
But I think as the idea, I think it was a collective idea. And I feel like it was a good idea. It was good fun.
Absolutely, man. You know, everybody must check out the video. It is an absolute vibe. Bro, listen, I mean, we're coming to the end of this year. Obviously, you know, it's kind of done and dusted. Are you already kind of, the cogs are moving in your head, the plans are formulating for 2023, man? What can we expect from Zane Worldwide?
I'd like to say that a lot more original content in 2023. I think my focus for 2022 was to, you know, build up a lot of my covers and show the love that I have for general music. And that's what I did this year, and that was my plan. Here and there, I did release a few originals. Some did great, some didn't do so great, which is fine. However, 2023, my main focus is to release good original music that can hopefully last generations. As we both know, music nowadays only lasts for a week.
Yeah,
so my aim is to make music that lasts generations. Look, I can only try my best, and that's what I'm here to do. I feel like I have the talent to do it and all the capabilities to do it. It's just about putting the work in and making sure my mindset's clean.
Zane, listen, man, always love and support for you, man. You are smashing it. And listen, if your nanny, right, is your number one fan, I'm your second number one fan.
I think my nanny's actually listening to this interview. So if my nanny, if you can hear this, nanny, I love you, and I'm coming home soon.
Oh, bless. Listen, Zane, always so much fun and such a vibe when you're up on the show. Thank you. We'll catch up again real soon. Bro,
thank you, Akshay.
No worries. And it's only right before we wrap things up, you introduce the new one, man.
Yeah, just before I leave, I also want to plug my socials.
Yeah.
Guys, my name is Zane Worldwide. I'm 25. I'm from London. If you want to follow me, it's at Zane Worldwide. It's spelled Z-A-I-N Worldwide. I'm all over Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I've got a brand new single out featuring Roach Killer. It goes by the name of Yalla.
Let's run it.
Akshay with Desi Mashup.